Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
One of the most historical names in gospel music and is here with us. And the name Blackwood is synonymous with our style of music. And I've heard about this new group. We've got some news to break here, but what's been called a supergroup, super quartet, we've got them all here, plus the pianist, plus the record company representation. It's Ron Blackwood and the Blackwood Quartet. Ron, thanks for joining us, and thanks, guys, for coming.
Hey, Daniel, thank you so much. It's an honor to be with a guy from Georgia.
That's right. Hey, your story obviously goes back with the connection to the Blackwood names, but right now, with this new group, let's get this ball off the ground here,
sure.
Okay? When did the group start? Is this group right here?
Actually, 1st of January, January 2nd, as Josh knows, was our first date. We hadn't even hardly rehearsed, have we, or did we?
We still haven't.
We was in Georgia, and that was another experience we could tell about. But that was our first date, and I can't tell you all of it. I can tell you this, though. We won't be going back to that place for a long time. We can't even find it. It was just way back in the sticks. But then we started in January, and we've been together since then. And, Daniel, I know everybody says this, but I'm telling you, I have sung with many quartets through the years. And I know my family, the Blackwoods, have had some great singers. But this today, I can say we've got one of the best quartets I've had in years. Great guys. They love God. You're going to know some of them when you introduce them. Some of the listeners will. But it's just a privilege and a blessing to be on.
Well, let's do that. Remember the Singing News used to have those little baseball card, trading card things, and kind of some fast stats on there. So we'll just kind of go around the room. Trent Adams is singing bass for you. And I know Trent, and he's got a great sound. I'm excited that you've got him in your lineup. So, Trent, I know your story, but tell everybody kind of, in a nutshell, your baseball card stats.
All right. Well, I was raised up in Southern gospel music. My family had a group all my life. And even before that, when I was born, they were singing. So my whole life's been around gospel music. And I started singing in church and actually was singing tenor in the choir. And then a year later, I was singing bass and then started pairing up with people in church, forming quartets, singing the bass. And then when I was 15, I went with my first group and just kind of worked my way up the ladder. And in January, Ron and I got in contact with each other, and it just kind of went from there.
On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
soul in weakness raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal
glory,
with redeemed of God to shine.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
In the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
praise, all bursting, saints all shouting, heavenly beauty all around. Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with redeemed of God to shine.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with redeemed of God to shine.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain,
there'll be strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness
in
of my Savior, ready to live in
glory. I'll be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
And Josh Garner is in the group. Josh, tell us your history.
Well, Daniel, if we're still doing baseball stats, I batted .325 last year with like everybody almost that comes into this room to talk to you. I was born and raised into it. My family sang all my life, just like the rest of the guys here. But beyond that, I had a deep passion for this music as a child, all I ever wanted to do was be a gospel quartet singer. And I say gospel quartet singer because that's my favorite style, and that's all I ever want to do. And so I started out, you know, meeting people here at the National Quartet Convention as just a fan and kind of learning what it took to get in the business, what you needed to do. And I took some of those steps. As a 19-year-old kid, I joined one of the most legendary names in gospel music next to the Blackwoods, the Florida Boys Quartet. At 19 years old, just had a fantastic education right off the bat, traveling with three Hall of Famers, and really, I think everybody should have the luxury of starting out that way. I don't think anybody ever will again, because I don't think you'll ever find a group with three Hall of Famers. But just proud to be a part of their history, and now to add Blackwood to my resume. Good grief, what's next? You know, statesmen are gone, the cathedrals are gone. This is it, buddy. So we're going to take it to the top, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Some people say that this old-time religion is just a thing of the past. But in this modern day that we're living, it's the only thing that will last. Now you may think I'm a little old-fashioned. Well, friend, that's all right with me. For I'm so glad that I am a Christian, and from sin I have been set free.
I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
Not long ago, at an old-fashioned meeting, I knelt on my knees there in prayer. He lifted my burdens, sin shackles fell from me, and his presence was so real everywhere. Now that the load that I carry is lighter and he's changed my gray skies to blue, my steps are now higher, for I have this assurance that his sweet love will carry me through.
I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
Come go with me to the land over yonder. He's prepared for the pure and the true. It's a place where sickness and death cannot enter. I'm a-going, brother, how about you? Well, maybe today, or maybe tomorrow, he'll return in robes of pure white. I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows, he might come tonight.
I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Come go with me to a place that's called heaven.
And John Rulopaugh in the group, and I got the name pronounced right, right? Home run there. Did I go okay?
Yeah. Good.
Okay. All right. And you said Ron Italian?
Well, I don't know what he is. He's albino or what? But he's from Africa or Russia or China. Or all I know is Rulopaugh sure don't sound like Smith to me.
No, it doesn't. John Rulopaugh. Now, what's your stats? Okay.
Well, Daniel, you know, I got to know most of your listeners when I first started with the Dove Brothers back a little over 10 years ago. I guess nearly 11 years ago. And I've been blessed. I traveled for 5 years with McRae and the guys there, and then moved on and spent 5 years with the Palmetto State Quartet. I've been here 3 years, so Ron, you got 2 years left, buddy. So, but no, we've had a great time. I've been with Ron for 3 years. Started with him in the theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and we had a great time there doing a morning breakfast show. And I left with Ron back in January. We put the quartet on the road, or he did, and I joined. And glad to be here with Ron and singing what I love, and that's the traditional quartet music.
Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Jesus is coming after me. I hear him calling me away from this old world forever to stay. And when I take my Savior's hand in that blessed promised land, I'll sing and shout through the endless ages. Oh, what a happy day.
Table also Eric Melton from Homeland Records. I'm happy to hear that name back in gospel music after a little bit of an absence. And you guys, legendary. I mean, a friend of mine and I were talking about Homeland the other day, and we're thinking, well, now this artist was on there, and that art, and all these big names came back. Well, you know, I think this artist was on that roster, and this one. And man, this is good to have Homeland back. And so, who wants to take it? Eric's representing Homeland. Ron's here, and I guess something has just been signed with Homeland and the Blackwood Quartet.
That is correct, Daniel. And actually, I'm going on my 15th year in the record industry in Nashville. And I started out doing radio out in Central Arkansas, was raised up on gospel music. And I'm very excited to be with Homeland. It has been... actually, 2 years ago, I came to the quartet convention, and at that time had been laid off from another company, and so I was looking to see what I was going to do next, and wasn't really sure. I was doing some preaching and some singing with a few people, and it just so happens that someone said, well, Homeland's getting ready to go back into operation again. Why don't you go talk to them? And so it evolved from there, and that was in the 07 convention. So we're back, and we just signed the Ron Blackwood Quartet. We're starting to build the company. Three Bridges now has been with us about 10 months. We have a current project out on them, so things have been going great. I'm excited to be associated with Ron, and the Blackwoods have always been a not only a great name in gospel music, but one of my favorite families. My parents have old albums that we listened to growing up of the Blackwoods. They lived in Dallas, Texas. And back in the 50s, and the Blackwoods used to come and do the all-night singings there with W.B. Nallen, them and the Statesmen, the Goodmans, the Florida Boys, the Dixie Echoes, all the groups during that era. It's really a blessing for me to be involved in this. We're looking for great and exciting things. You know, Homeland started in 87. We've reacquired Riversong and Heartwarming Records as well, too, with some of our development artists. But Homeland was a company that really evolved into a very strong force in gospel music, with such groups as the Cathedrals, of course, the Florida Boys, Singing Americans. What's great about I was telling earlier, we were doing another interview, three of the guys here in the group were with groups at the time that were on Homeland. Josh was with the Florida Boys. They were on Homeland. John was with the Dove Brothers. They were started on Homeland. James did several projects with the Singing Americans on Homeland. And it's good. They've all come home. And that's the way we're looking at it now because we are a family. We appreciate guys just as yourself. I mean, I am a faithful listener to Daniel Britton, friends. And so I appreciate what you're doing, buddy.
Thank you, Eric. And you mentioned James Rainey. James, give me kind of, obviously you're here now, but as Eric maybe alluded to, what were you doing leading up to this point?
Well, we had been in gospel music for about 20 years now. And one of the groups that most people may remember me from was the Singing Americans. They were with Homeland. So, Eric, it's good to be back home with you. It's a privilege to be with Ron Blackwood and the quartet here. I'm having the time of my life right now. These guys, they know my heart and everything, and they know that I'm really enjoying traveling with them. They're a great bunch of guys. They live what they sing about, and that I can vouch for. I did want to say one quick thing I have never shared. When I was 12 years old, I had a gentleman carry me to Huntington, West Virginia, and I just got my allowance for the week. And they had a group on stage, and it was the Blackwoods. And they got up and they did a record pitch that night, and they ended up getting my only $10 I had in my pocket. I bought their album, and you open it up, and it had their pictures on the inside, and I had them all sign it and everything. I still have that double LP. Ron is carrying on that tradition. I believe I'd buy an album from him tonight. But no, it's who would think that when you're that age and everything that, you know, now that I'm 45, that I would be with the Blackwood Quartet. What an honor, what a privilege. If you've never heard this quartet, I can speak as a piano player for them. They are fantastic. You're going to love them.
Do you find, Ron, did you find it difficult to come in, you know, come back here, and we're at the National Quartet Convention, so you see all these groups, you see the legendary groups nowadays, and you've got some that are trying to make it, and you've got your group called a supergroup here with a lot of great talent already in here, but did you think, okay, I got to figure out a way to make this sound, I don't know, either cutting edge, or I got to kind of come in here and find our niche, or I got to do something that fill a void nobody else is doing. And if so, I mean, how'd you answer that question?
Well, that's a tough one.
I would love to speak to that. The Blackwoods created this niche in the 50s with the original Blackwood Brothers. Literally were the cutting edge of this business. And so the Blackwood name is synonymous with Southern gospel music. It is the family, and the style of music is what this convention that we're at this week and what our industry was based on. So I think it would have been a mistake, and I think Ron would agree with this, for us to come in and to try to be on the so-called cutting edge of Southern gospel today would have been a huge mistake for someone using the Blackwood name and trying to carry on that tradition. The Blackwood name is synonymous with great quartet, solid quartet singing, and I'm proud to be here because that's what we're doing.
Over on the briny Legion shore, where the howling tempest comes no more,
I'll meet you by the river.
The charming roses ever bloom.
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river some sweet day.
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river
some sweet day.
Some happy day.
By the bright and shining river.
Bright and shining river. Far away, so far away. After we have flown these prison bars to a city far beyond the stars,
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river some sweet day. After all the disappointments here, after all the shadows disappear,
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river some sweet day,
some happy day.
When the evening sun at last goes down, when we go to wear a robe and crown,
I'll
sweet bay.
I'll meet you by the river.
Meet you by the river.
Some sweet day.
Some happy day.
By the bright and shining river.
Bright and shining river. Far away. So far away. After we have flown these prison bars to a city far beyond the stars.
I'll meet you by the river.
Ron Blackwood, obviously, is a namesake of the group. You bring your own set of historical credentials to this table. Do you want to talk about your connection to the original Blackwoods? I mean, it's a big family, in all honesty.
We got a bunch of Blackwoods still around, I'll tell you, and I love every one of them. But you know, my daddy was killed in a plane crash in 1954. They just come off the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout Show with the McGuire sisters. Now, you're too young to know what that is, but I'll give you an example. The Arthur Godfrey TV show with the Blackwood Brothers was the first to ever be on it, but it was as big in that day as the American Idol is of today. So I'll give you a concept being a young man yourself. But 2 weeks after they were on there, the plane crashed and killed my father. They had their own private plane. And, you know, Jake Hess had talked to Jerry Kirksey, you know, the Singing News, and said that he, taking no credit away from anybody else, but he said, I remember when R.W. Blackwood, which was my father, senior, before he died, he had already started putting together the ideas of a national quartet convention. Of course, those didn't happen because he was killed. Then Uncle James came along and J.D. Sumner, and they took those ideas and made it into what it is today. I am excited about it. I feel like we're doing we've just been singing with Willie Nelson. And Daniel, that to me, that just reaches people that we could never reach. I mean, we sang recently to one crowd, and I may be wrong, but it was 15, 20,000 people. Now, they didn't come to hear the Blackwoods. They come to hear Willie Nelson. But Willie got us up. What did we sing, 4 or 5 songs or something like that? And his favorite song was by John Rulipaul, Hide Thou Me, which is on our CD. But, you know, and we're doing a video with Willie. We're doing a new album with Willie. We're the first gospel group to ever be on Farm Aid, which is hundreds of thousands of people, going to be on network TV. Willie was on Larry King Live talking about the Blackwood Quartet and how excited he is, you know. So, and then we're doing a new thing with Homeland, and we've got a lot of things that's coming up that I could just tell you that God is blessing us. We do a lot of gospel concerts. I never want to get away from that. It's where our heart is. But we do a lot of things that's not in what we call the gospel circuit, so to speak. There's some promoters, you know, have their favorites they use, and some don't. But I hope that the one that's in your area will have us come in sometime.
Well, with the Willie Nelson connection, that's got me intrigued. Obviously, first gospel group to do Farm Aid, and I think an incredible opportunity because I think, and I could be wrong, but I think that a lot of those same audience people are your audience too, you know.
Boy, it's amazing you said that. So wise. When we were a little concerned about singing Hide Thou Me because it's very spiritual, very deep song. And Willie said, that's my favorite song, sing it. When John Rulipaul started singing Hide Thou Me, people were standing. Am I right, guys? I mean, as far as you could see in your eye, thousands were standing, raising their hands. And I watched, as John did, they were singing along with us. And it was unbelievable. But, you know, Willie, you know, he loves gospel music because he was a DJ when he was a young man. Just a kid, and he played Blackwood Brothers, Statesman, and Chuckwagon Gang. So when he grew up, he heard about us, and he contacted a DJ. I don't know if you ever heard of a guy named Bill Mack, but he's on the satellite radio, and had us come to Texas, and we sang, and that was it.
Ron Blackwood and the Blackwood Quartets with us here. And by the way, we're taping this at the National Quartet Convention, which is just very fitting with the Blackwood name there, as you just talked about.
Hopefully you can be here next year.
True. And we've got, you guys have a website you've put together, obviously, that has all the tour dates and has probably a link to the Willie Nelson information. How much are you working with him?
Well, actually, we were just with him recently, and there are a couple more dates even the guys don't know about. He's talking to me about doing. We hadn't finalized them. So till I finalize, I better not say it, but Farm Aid's the next one. But he did tell me that next year we're going to be very busy with him.
TheBlackwoodQuartet.com is where you go online, TheBlackwoodQuartet.com. With Homeland's involvement, why are you excited about it? What does this do for the group?
Well, I know the people involved in that. Eric Melton's always been one of my favorite people. I knew him when, you know, he was just down there trying to get things together, and I admired him. I knew he had it. I knew he was a special guy. And then Scotty over here, I know him, and he's a sharp guy. And, of course, Bob Jones has the Song Fellas, and he's always been a man of integrity and a man of honesty. And I feel like if anybody can make it happen, it will be him. And we're gonna cut some hit songs, and people like you playing them, I know that we'll be able to stay on homeland for a while.
Good point, Ron. Hey, let me ask this: with the passing of your father, in legendary status there today in 2009, 2010, if you could bring back to the forefront of people's minds, fans and gospel music, something that maybe has been forgotten that you wish wasn't forgotten about your dad, what would it be? What would you bring back to the forefront?
Very humbly, I say this because Jake Hess has said it, Bill Gaither said it, people who I think are pretty credible. My daddy died at such an early age, at 32, before technology is like anywhere near what it is today. But both of them said he probably was the greatest gospel singer that ever lived. And as a young boy, I remember at 13 when he died, I could hear him sing, "I want to be more like Jesus," every day. And he'd walk the aisle of the stage, and he's a baritone with a big, full voice. And then he'd sing it and raise it 8 times and sing an E-flat above high C in full voice, no falsetto, like some will sing like. And they always said that if he said at 4 o'clock in the morning, he owed you $5, he'd be there at 4 in the morning on Main Street at 4:05. And R.W. Blackwood would pay you what he owed you. And you know, I made a lot of mistakes, Daniel. I really have. I'll just tell you straight up. But God has forgiven me. I believe I got my feet on the solid ground. I feel like I'm in the right direction. I've got the right guys and the right record company. And you know, God is a God. I know there's people who use this all the time, but it's true. God is a God of another chance. I'm living proof.
And not just second chances.
No. And more chances. And another guy I got to say in the carnal sense, J.D. Sumner, if it hadn't been for that great man, I probably wouldn't be sitting in his chair talking to you, because he stuck his hand out one time at the lowest point in my life and said, "I'm still your friend, Ron. I'm here to help you."
And that brings you to a place when you start a group like this, and maybe that's where the talent scoop, but maybe part of the super group is knowing where you are today and how God can use you in those extra opportunities. You think so?
Listen, without God using us and listening to him, I've got a lot of talent, a lot of ability that he's given me, but it ain't worth nothing if he doesn't put his hand upon it. And if we're not in his will, I've got men, I'm going to be honest, I got men who really love God. I'm going to tell you this real quick. You didn't ask me. But I was walking down the middle of my bus one night at 3 in the morning, and this little 18-year-old kid over here sings bass for me, had his Bible in there with the curtains almost pulled shut with the light on, reading the Word of God. And believe me, he needs it. And and so do I. But I was so impressed by that, because he's willing to sit there and read the Word of God. And this is about him. It's not about the Blackwood Quartet. We're just a name to get people to come hear us, you know.
I'm not looking for a city going up,
but the one that's coming down. Well, man has made a lot of things. They look so fine. They're building so high up in the sky, it'll almost baffle your mind. But the time's gonna turn. They're all gonna burn. Nowhere will be found. I'm gonna be in that city that John's all coming down.
I'm not looking for a city that's going up, but the one that's coming down. I'm not putting my trust in the one that will crumble and fall down to the ground. But I'm headed for the one that the Lord has made, and it's built eternally sound. I'm not looking for a city going up, but the one that's coming down.
We'll get your things together and walk out through the land. You're gonna go on the Rocky Mountains. You're gonna cross on the desert sand. Well, Lot went down to Sodom, but not old Abraham. He was looking for that city that John saw coming down.
I'm not looking for a city that's going up, but the one that's coming down. I'm not putting my trust in the one that will crumble and fall down to the ground. But I'm headed for the one that the Lord has made, and it's built eternally sound. I'm not looking for a city going up, but the one that's coming down. I'm not looking for a city going up.
Chicago, Atlanta, and Baltimore. There's Nashville and
that's a going up.
Not the one that's coming down. I'm not putting my trust in the one that will crumble and fall down to the ground. But I'm headed for the one that the Lord has laid in his field eternally sound. I'm not looking for a city going up, but the one that's coming down.
I'm not looking for a city going up, but the one that's coming down.
I'm not looking for a city going up.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
There are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me,
saved my soul.
The very moment he forgave me,
made me whole.
He took away my heavy burden. Lord, he gave me peace with him. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm a-gonna shout it. Cause I was there when it happened. And I guess I ought to know. Now I don't care who tells me salvation is not real. Though the world may argue that we cannot feel the heavy burden lifted and the vile sin go. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. Cause I was there when it happened. And I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me. The very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burden. Lord, he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me.
Okay, well, James Rainey plays piano, and I mean, all these guys. If you're gonna use the original Blackwood as a model to live up to, it's a tall order. So when you say you're gonna do straight quartet singing, okay, you're not gonna come up with anything progressive. You're gonna honor the Blackwood name and do a straight, solid quartet sound. As the pianist, maybe it's kind of the orchestrator of maybe the musical sound. Do you try to keep the piano sound, I guess, in a way reminiscent of the old Blackwoods, or what do you do with the piano to tie it all together musically?
I was taught the old quartet style years ago, and of course as time went on, you get around pianists, a great pianist in the industry, everybody from Anthony Berger to Gary Jones, and they start throwing in their styles. You learn a little bit of theirs, a little bit of someone else's, and you start interjecting and everything. But you know, when you come with a legendary group like this, you want to keep the authentic sound as authentic as you can. And I will tell you that when we're playing, sometimes I get a little out there. I get a little crazy on my playing, and John will look over and smack me on the arm and say, "Straighten it up, boy." But no, we try to keep things as authentic as we can. Josh Garner is our music director. He picks our songs. He picks the things that we do and how we're going to arrange them and things like that. And I try to stay as close as I can to the authentic sound of the Blackwoods.
As the record guy, I mean, you've got all the orchestras to your disposal, and I mean, you've got all these session players who could jazz it up. Is there ever a temptation for you to say, hey, we could do something different here. But then you look at Ron in the eye and you say, oh, we got to stay steady here. You look at what John just said.
Well, I'll admit, and actually a big part, I'm not usually the one that produces the projects. You know, I handle all the A&R stuff and publicity and all those things. But I will say that there are a lot of mixed groups that I enjoy, a lot of mixed groups I've worked with. You know, one of the highlights of my career in gospel music was in 2000 when they announced the winner of the Song of the Year, and it was 4 Days Late by Karen Peck and New River. I was working for another record label that promoted that, and I was the promoter at the time. And Karen, from the stage, made the comment, and she said, Eric believed in this song, and she had me come up and help accept the award. Still, I will say, and that my main love is still Mel Quartet music. And I think just like these guys are saying, Daniel, getting back to that, because I think here's the problem really that we've run into, that at least from what I've seen in Southern Gospel, is a lot of the contemporary music is so far to a further field than it even was 5 years ago, that contemporary people are saying, well, Southern Gospel people are too hillbilly. But we've then got in one vein where some of the Southern Gospel fans that have been our fans for several decades now are saying, you're getting too contemporary. So if we are out there singing to no man's land, we're not going to be drawing the kind of crowds that we need to be and ministering to the right, to the enough people. So I think it's also getting back to the rudiments of this music. And I know when I was growing up, you know, my parents, the first singing they took me to was a gospel jubilee package with the Florida Boys, Dixie Echoes, and the Hensons. I remember sitting there and just in awe and thinking, these four guys get up here and act like they're having the time of their lives. And I knew I wanted to be involved in it. So as far as orchestrations go, I think they're great. And I know, I'm sure they're going to be, we're going to be doing some things on this new project. However, it's when these guys get in there with a great pianist like James and just really get down to the core music. And buddy, when they can stand there flat footed and sing, I can tell you this, Bob Jones, who's our president, did a lot of work with the Blackwoods when he was just a young guy, him and his dad, Bob Jones Sr., and I had a lot of respect for Bob Jones Sr., who's passed on just a couple of years ago. He used to bring the Blackwoods and the Statesmen out there with the Songfellas to the West Coast every year, to Long Beach, California, and Bakersfield. Bob actually even did some work with the Blackwoods on some RCA products. When they got in the studio, they had one time to sing it, and you know, and they all four had to get around one microphone. We've changed that. We have all of these Pro Tool programs in our studio. We can doctor somebody up good enough to make the worst singer sound even fairly okay. So when you're looking at those things, I think those things are great, but it's also getting four guys that love what they do, that love God, and have the talent to do it, that sometimes all the bells and whistles really isn't all that necessary. And I know some studio producers and engineers that may hear this are going to totally not like me after this, but you know.
Well, listen, you guys, I'm excited about learning more about this whole Blackwood history and your group, and I think this is a great time to come back with this name strong like this, because I don't know, I mean, maybe it's just me. And Trent's a young guy, and I mean, everybody else around here is pretty young too. But I'm just saying,
for me, I'm the old man.
Well, we'll milk it, you know, because that's worth something. So here's what I think I see that, you know, some people like contemporary, they say they do, but I think a lot of the kids are tired of they're tired of people trying to be something they're not. If you are what you are in the Blackwoods, I mean, let's face it, that's a classic, old school, if you want to call it, sound. And if you remain true to that, that probably will be, you know, be the right avenue.
It's going to be real, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be alive. And I think when you sing songs that are anointed, and you got people like this that I've been able to put together with the help of God, these guys can sing. And when they sing, people are going to feel it. And when you feel it, that's the key.
I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry is vain.
Living by faith
in Jesus above,
trusting, confide
in His great love.
some sweet day, our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. I'm living by
Ron Blackwood and the Blackwood Quartet online at the Blackwood Quartet, all spelled out, .com. You guys are based out of North Carolina, is that right?
Well, actually, Pigeon Forge area. I moved over to, kind of on the edge of North Carolina and Pigeon Forge area just to kind of get away from all the traffic down there. But we all live in the same general area except for James, and I'm about ready to talk him into moving in a little closer. Yeah.
You have some Blackwoods and Pigeon Forge. I guess Memphis was sort of the original city.
Yeah, Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, that's where Elvis was, you know, and Jerry Lewis and Johnny Cash and all. You know, the Blackwood brothers sang in the Johnny Cash movie, I Walk the Line. Mm-hmm. Sang two songs in it, yeah. That's
right. Let's put the family tree together. So James Blackwood was?
He was my great-uncle, but most I just called him Uncle James. And then Uncle Doyle, my grandfather Roy Blackwood, and my father, R.W. Blackwood Sr.
And the Blackwood Quartet looks like, I mean, if you're doing Willie Nelson, you're doing this kind of stuff, I mean, some people may smack your hand and say, you need to stay in the gospel world. But I hear what you're saying. You're staying true to the gospel, and you're ministering in the world in places that the gospel may never have been heard. I mean, again, I go back to the Willie Nelson thing, but I think that's pretty cool that God's opened up that door for you.
Well, let me tell you this. The word will not go void, and that's what it's all about. And Willie has a very soft heart. I'm telling you, I have seen in his eyes, this man is just really loves this music, and I'd rather him hear about Jesus Christ, you know, than anything else.
Well, I wandered so aimless, like filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my home. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow.
And straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong way for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord.
Sky.
And I'll be leaving this world as I'll be saying goodbye.
And
nothing to lose and everything to gain when they call my name. It won't be long till I shall hear the trump sound. It won't be long till I shall leave this old ground. My heart with gladness overflowing. Homeward I'll be going when they call my name.
Some morning,
some of these mornings, they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
calling me on
that
to that heavenly plain.
And when they
see the toll those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly just
flying up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be
leaving this world as I'll be saying goodbye.
And I'll be
nothing to
mornings,
they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
calling me on to that heavenly plain.
And
when I see the toll at those pearly gates,
I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate. I'll fly just
flying up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be
leaving this world as I'll be saying goodbye.
And I'll have
nothing to lose and everything to gain when they call my name. When they call.
Ron John Blackwood and the Blackwood Quartet, our guest today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. And hey, Ron, guys, thanks for taking time. It's good, been good to catch up and hear the story, and excited to hear this brand new sound.
Thank you, Daniel.
Blackwood and the Blackwood Quartet. Featured guest today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. You can learn more about them at this website, simply theblackwoodquartet.com. All spelled out, theblackwoodquartet.com. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel, Britt, and Friends.